All right, speaking with Churrard Superintendent Alan Boucher, and you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in some additional responsibilities, it looks like, for school districts and additional needs. You're meeting some of those right now, but still need to hire some more. Can you kind of elaborate where you're at with that?
Well, we have to increase the amount of cleaning and sanitizing we do in the schools, and so we thought that it would be best to hire two more custodians that will be based at the high school, junior high, senior high, but they'll also be floated to other school districts, or I'm sorry, other schools within the district when there's a custodian who calls in sick or takes a personal day or something. That way we know the buildings are going to get thoroughly cleaned and sanitized each day. And then we also thought, because everything is related to health nowadays, we decided to hire two more nurses, and that will allow us to have a nurse at every campus, and we'll now have four nurses. And so when students and staff have health issues, then we can address them quickly and not have to rely on principals and secretaries to kind of take temperatures and deal with sick kids.
And then in addition to that, you're hiring a number of bus monitors to help with the screening process when kids get on the bus. And I think you've hired five of those, but you want as many as, what, 12 to 13?
Right. We have five that are hired now, and we're looking for, you know, seven or eight more. And if someone is interested, it'd be for about 2 to 3 hours each morning, and it would be $12.35 an hour. And they need to contact Jeff Schillinger, who's our transportation director at Matherville School, or they can just call the unit office if they don't know the phone number.
All right, so two nurses, maybe upwards of 12 to 13 bus monitors. What type of added pressure, and then two additional custodians, what type of added pressure does that put on the Churrard School District budget?
Well, it puts a lot of pressure on it, because in addition to that, we've had to buy a lot of PPE and hand sanitizer and gowns and masks and face shields and plexiglass dividers, and it just goes on and on, the things that we've had to purchase to get ready for this. And it does put added pressure on the budget, but our cash reserves are sound. The district is in good financial shape. So yes, it is a hit, but it's one that we can't absorb, and we just hope that it's lasts 1 year.
And then the first day of student attendance in the Churrard School District is next Monday, the 17th. What is the percentage of those students that are taking in-class learning and those students that are staying with remote learning? Has that been determined yet?
Yes, we have 22.7% of our students who will have chosen the remote option, so they'll be learning at home. The rest are going to be in school. And so we are arranging desks and tables and bookcases so that we can socially distance them as much as possible. And we are just looking forward to the first day of school, but we're also a little apprehensive about, you know, what's going to take place, because really no one across the state knows how it's going to go, but we'll soon find out.
And I know this is a process that is probably going to take some time to get adjusted to. And I know you can't compare this to a school district consolidation, but I know when Westmoor and Aledo consolidated to become Mercer County, there was going to be a process to it all, and you're going to have to adjust to that type of situation. This is a similar thing that you have to expect the first day. Not everything is probably going to go according to plan. There's going to be some adjustment period probably for everyone.
Yes, because in our minds, we might have a good plan, but we may not have communicated it well to everyone. And so there'll be some confusion on the part of some of the staff members, or there will be things we never even thought about, and then we'll be confronted with them on the first day of school, and we will not have made a plan for them. So there'll probably be some of that. Yes, it can be easily compared to the consolidation, because when we went through that in Mercer County in 2009, we had to make a decision about every single thing we did, because both districts handled things a little differently. And this is very similar in that we have to think about every aspect of our district and how we're going to handle things with cleaning, with social distancing, with, you know, remote learning technology. It just affects everything. And so we're trying to make comprehensive plans, and we're trying to think about things day and night of what we're missing, and I think we're doing a good job. I think we got the upper hand on this, but as you said, we're going to find out on day one.